期中测试卷，能力提优测试卷。第一部分，听力。一，听句子，选择适当的应答语，每个句子读两遍。
One, what is your father? What is your father?
Two.Where was Yao Ming born? Where was Yao Ming born?
3. How long did he keep the book? How long did he keep the book?
4. When did Tom start to learn English? When did Tom start to learn English?
5. What about shopping online? What about shopping online?
二，听五段对话，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间，阅读下面五个小题。
Six, it seems it's going to rain. I forgot to take my umbrella.
Don't worry, the radio says it's just cloudy today.
It seems it's going to rain. I forgot to take my umbrella.
Don't worry, the radio says it's just cloudy today.
Seven, the line is too long, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have been waiting for 15 minutes.
The line is too long, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have been waiting for 15 minutes.
Eight, do you like our school?
Yes, it's very nice.
Do you like our school?
Yes.It's very nice.
Nine. The students here are friendly, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
The students here are friendly, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Ten. Were there plenty of fun things in the mountains?
Sure, we had meals with local people and enjoyed ourselves.
Were there plenty of fun things in the mountains?
Sure, we had meals with local people and enjoyed ourselves.
三，听两段长对话，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间，阅读对应的三个小题。听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
How was your trip to New York, Jane?
It was great until I lost my wallet.
Really? How did that happen?
I was waiting in line to buy a ticket at the train station.When I wanted to get the money, I found my wallet lost.
Bad luck. Did you leave it anywhere?
I don't know.
Then how did you come back?
I called my friend and he drove me back home.
How was your trip to New York, Jane?
It was great until I lost my wallet.
Really? How did that happen?
I was waiting in line to buy a ticket at the train station. When I wanted to get the money, I found my wallet lost.
Bad luck. Did you leave it anywhere?
I don't know.
Then how did you come back?
I called my friend and he drove me back home.
Listen to the second dialogue. Answer the 14th 至十六小题。
I'm going to climb the mountain, but I'm a little afraid.
Why are you afraid?
I'm afraid I can't walk up to the top, and I don't know what I should do now.
Take it easy. I think you can take more exercise. Keeping healthy is necessary.
That's right. Anything else?
Oh, you can go with some of your good friends. Maybe they can give you some help.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to climb the mountain, but I'm a little afraid.
Why are you afraid?
I'm afraid I can't walk up to the top, and I don't know what I should do now.
Take it easy. I think you can take more exercise. Keeping healthy is necessary.
That's right. Anything else?
Oh, you can go with some of your good friends. Maybe they can give you some help.
Yeah, thank you.
四，听短文，回答下面四个问题，选择正确答案。短文读两遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面四个小题。
Dear Sue, you asked me about my town in your last letter. It's a great place to live in. There are three places that I live the most and spend a lot of time in. Firstly, it is the park. It's a great place because it's so big and it's just a short walk from my home. I go there every day after school and play a quick game of football with my friends. Another place is the library, where I love reading, and I often do my homework there. The third place that's cool is Top Food Center. The food there only costs a little, but is delicious. All the restaurants there sell different kinds of food, so there's always something different to eat. That's my town. What about yours? Please write back and tell me about it. Yours, Amy. Dear Sue, you asked me about my town in your last letter. It's a great place to live in. There are three places that I live the most and spend a lot of time in. Firstly, it is the park. It's a great place because it's so big and it's just a short walk from my home. I go there every day after school and play a quick game of football with my friends. Another place is the library, where I love reading, and I often do my homework there. The third place that's cool is Top Food Center. The food there only costs a little, but is delicious. All the restaurants there sell different kinds of food, so there's always something different to eat. That's my town. What about yours? Please write back and tell me about it. Yours, Amy.
五，听短文，填表格。根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺信息。每空一词，短文读三遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容，请将答案填写在表格的相应位置。
Bob is a doctor in New York. He has 2 weeks off every July for the summer holiday. Last summer, he decided to take a trip to San Francisco. He didn't want to go by air. He really wanted to see the United States, so he took the train. It took him 3 days to get there. On the train, Bob looked out of the window and watched the country go by. He saw large modern cities, small ancient towns, and of course the green farms and a lot of trees and flowers. During the long trip, Bob listened to music, read magazine, and talked with other people on the train. The train stopped in San Francisco. When he got off the train, he saw a notice on the wall of the station. It said, "Wanted, volunteer doctors for the earthquake-stricken area." Bob went to help the injured people. Though he had been busy the whole week, he was happy. Bob is a doctor in New York. He has 2 weeks off every July for the summer holiday. Last summer, he decided to take a trip to San Francisco. He didn't want to go by air. He really wanted to see the United States, so he took the train. It took him 3 days to get there. On the train, Bob looked out of the window and watched the country go by. He saw large modern cities, small ancient towns, and of course the green farms and a lot of trees and flowers. During the long trip, Bob listened to music, read magazine, and talked with other people on the train. The train stopped in San Francisco. When he got off the train, he saw a notice on the wall of the station. It said, "Wanted, volunteer doctors for the earthquake-stricken area." Bob went to help the injured people. Though he had been busy the whole week, he was happy. Bob is a doctor in New York. He has 2 weeks off every July for the summer holiday. Last summer, he decided to take a trip to San Francisco. He didn't want to go by air. He really wanted to see the United States, so he took the train. It took him 3 days to get there. On the train, Bob looked out of the window and watched the country go by. He saw large modern cities, small ancient towns, and of course the green farms and a lot of trees and flowers. During the long trip, Bob listened to music, read magazine, and talked with other people on the train. The train stopped in San Francisco. When he got off the train, he saw a notice on the wall of the station. It said, "Wanted, volunteer doctors for the earthquake-stricken area." Bob went to help the injured people. Though he had been busy the whole week, he was happy.